Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the lovely host of Novelas con Cafecito.
Today, welcome.
Yeah. Today we're talking about episode 14 of Teresa.
Yes. Yeah. 14 already. I do want to say, if you just found us, welcome, and go back and listen to every single episode because it's important.
Yeah. It's confusing if you don't. Right, because we go episode by episode, like break down each episode, talk shit about each episode. But it doesn't really make sense if you like start now.
You're going to be like, who are these people? Teresa? Yeah. Who is that? And you need to know.
Well, I don't think, I think you would know who Teresa is.
No, you're right.
The wrong person. Joni? Who's Joni?
Rosita? What is that? I haven't seen that Rosa. She's dead.
Yeah, R.I.P.
It's actually the name of one of our episodes, so.
Yeah, it's R.I.P. Rosita, I think.
I think it's Rosa.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So anyway, listen to each episode. Catch up.
Yeah.
Catch up. Host. I'm just kidding. I need to stop saying that to people.
Stop calling people hoes. As long as you don't do it to your clients at work, it's fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Here to check up on you hoes.
How y'all hoes doing tonight?
I'm going to go and swab people's nose. Like, are you hoes ready for this? Ding up your nose? Hoes? Did it take it too far?
I don't know. I mean, because...
You know, because I always do that. Ever since we were kids, like, we would all have, like, this joke, and then I would run it to the end, and then you guys would be like,
why didn't you stop? Remember we would say... Yeah! What did we say? You killed it. You killed it. Buried it. I don't know. We would go on and on with that.
And then I would try to join it.
And we'd be like, no, like, we're doing this because of you. You can't join on it. Like, we're laughing at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you killed it is a way of saying you took it too far.
Was that a thing for everyone or was it just us?
I don't
us?
Know. It had to be everybody. We're not that creative.
Yeah, I know, you're right. Oh, you would be like, you killed it, stomped it, revived it, and killed it again.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you have a summary for this whole episode?
So I don't. I forgot about that until just now. But I
have one.
Okay, what?
As Teresa and Mariano took their relationship to another level, she's feeling hesitant about what she's been doing with Profe. I mean, that was a wrong, that was not a good summary. But like, that's what this whole episode's about. Like, she
Teresa thinks twice about leading the Profe on because she knocked the boots with Mariano and is thinking about whether it's a good idea or not.
Perfect. That was
although
way better.
She doesn't really even think twice about it, you know?
She thinks once. So the episode starts off where the last one left off. They were in that guest house with Mariano and Teresa. And I closed my notes accidentally. There we go.
Wow. So yeah, we open up with, you know, how it ended last time with Teresa and Mariano, like, having sex. And they just got done. And that's how it starts.
Yeah, they're just like all lovey-dovey and it goes on. And then we get out of that and we go to Acapulco with...
Real quick.
Yeah.
I can't believe we watched this with mommy.
This is how all novellas were, and you were just sitting there awkward
and
as fuck
I don't even
with your
think
parents.
This is like the steamiest one that
no
I've seen. Like, get so much more, like, I don't know. Nah, it's not supposed to be for our eyes, I think, but I think most people watched it with their moms either way.
Yeah, there we were. I mean, and then we watched some novellas with our abuelita too, so.
Yeah, super awkward.
I learn to live with the awkwardness, I think.
I don't remember how I felt.
I remember feeling all like red about it, like, oh.
Yeah? What? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I think now if I was sitting there watching and be like, like, I'd make a joke or something about it. would be to cover your eyes.
Now, when me and mommy were watching like the last episode we watched together, we were just like, "Ay, mira estos," but
like laughing about it.
Yeah, I think make it less weird because it is. Yeah, weird.
That's what I think would be a reaction now. And I'm like, I just don't remember how I felt before like watching these things.
Yeah. We go to Acapulco with Ruben, well, not Ruben, Genoveva, Aida, and Paulo. Ruben is on the phone with Genoveva, and he's mad, and he's like, well, we're leaving Mexico off right now. Blah, 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 blah. I can't Genoveva's believe this was like, okay.
Calm your tits.
Yeah.
Ruben is like, no, I'm not going to calm my tits. And he's like, we're going back right now, ASAP.
And then she hangs up, and Paulo's like, well, can we stay one more night and go to the antro? Let's go dance. The antro's the club. Yeah. And
you're not doing that right
now.
Fuck. Stop. Stop it.
Anyway, you're right. God.
Okay.
Genoveva is like, no, we're leaving now.
Yeah. And then we go back to the vacation home. I'm with Teresa Mariano.
They're being all lovey-dovey, and it goes on for longer than it needs to.
But I had some points about this.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I did, because I felt icky. Icky about what Mariano says. So, to translate it, he says, after they got done, you know, doing the deed.
Having sex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just remembered when we used to say doing the deed, and then what was the other one we used to say?
I don't remember.
They were like hella funny though. Something about a flower. Oh, deflower.
Deflowered, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so Mariano just got done deflowering Teresa. And then he's like, thank you for what you did for me today. To feel you this way as completely mine makes me love you even more. And I was like, ooh.
Okay, no, I'm glad you did.
I was like, who wrote this
out? Yeah, a man.
And I always hear jokes about like that people make laughing at like white people because they say that they thank you after having sex with them, and I don't know if that's true or not, but have you heard that joke before? Like, I've heard like yeah. I don't know, different variations from different like comedians about it.
Yeah.
And then first I think that's weird already to thank somebody, because it's not something they did for you, it's something they did with you, right?
yeah.
So I was already weirded out when he thanked her, because in general, I think that's weird. And then like some of the things he says, like to feel you as completely mine, it's like, again, that ownership thing that I just don't view sex that way.
And yeah.
It feels gross to me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, it makes me love you even more. And it's like, yeah, of course, you know, when couples take the step in their relationship, yeah, it does bring them closer. But I think I remember being young and like hearing other girls think like, you know, they had to have sex in order for like whatever, the guy to love them. And I feel like it kind of feeds into that a little bit, even though this is like, you know, completely consensual and it's not manipulative, because Teresa's already deceitful self.
Yeah.
But like them having sex is not like, there's no manipulation involved. But like growing up, I'd always like hear and see other things like where the guy's like making the girl think that he loves her just so she'll sleep with him. Like that episode of Fresh Prince where Will's doing this. Do you remember that episode?
I do remember that
episode. I was like, oh, Will. Usually I'm on his side about things, but that episode I was like, icky.
Are you really usually on Will's side in Fresh Prince? Because he's pretty shitty.
He's a dick.
Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, Carlton.
But Carlton's like it reminds me of like Jim and Dwight's relationship where Jim usually is like being the asshole, but then everyone thinks he's funny. I guess that's like Will and Carlton too.
Yeah.
But then sometimes like Dwight's hell annoying and he deserves it. Just like Carlton sometimes hell annoying and he deserves whatever Will did to
him. You're right.
But either way, it reminded me of that. It was just icky.
It is a weird thing to say.
And I needed to like break it down because I was like, ugh. Like listening to it. I was like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing when Genoveva tells Aida that, you know, she needs to sleep with Paulo, or if he's going to look for someone else that does give him that, you know?
Yeah.
Like same sentiment, same feeling there. And it was like,
same energy.
Oh, and then I'm like, I'm over this coupley scene. Like, can it be over? But instead of being over, they just started making out in slow motion. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I was ready for this to be over. And instead of giving me more, like, no.
It drags on.
On and on.
We got to la vecindad. Mariachi guy is telling Doña Juana to get over her husband. We're going to repeat that. It's probably been a year and a half since he passed away, if that.
Yeah.
Because last time, it was a few episodes ago that we learned it was only a year that had passed since her husband.
We don't know how much time it's been since then, but.
Since then, yeah.
It hasn't been long enough.
No.
And she can take as long as she needs.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Seriously. And so then she kicks him out and he's like, if you keep kicking me out, I'm going to find another woman. And she's like, yeah, do it. Yeah. She's like, that's fine. And close the door on your way out.
Yeah.
But later she does not feel this way. And it goes back to, I have never met anyone like this in real life, but movies and novelas do it all the time where they're like, I didn't like him at first, but he bothered me so much that I finally said yes.
He wore me down. It's like,
he wore me down. Sad. Yeah.
That's how your relationship started. He wore you down. Okay. And we say he because it's usually a he.
That's what Humberto's doing. If we flip the two around, right? She wore me down. Like, that does never happen. He's like, oh, I didn't want to be with her, but she just begged and begged me, like, no. Then we go back to Mariano and Teresa. They're getting home to La Vecindad, and Don Armando's, like, right there waiting for them. He's like, what kind of time is this to get home? Then he just goes into a long speech about that.
Yeah.
Teresa's, like, 18 at this point, right? But I'm sure a lot of us know. Yeah, a lot of us know if you were raised in a Hispanic, Latinx, Latino, whatever you want to call it these days. Anyway, that household, that's what it was like. Strict as parents. What'd you say?
Sorry, I said Hispanic. And then I said, I don't know.
Her panic. So you could say her panic right after. But yeah, you weren't allowed to do anything. So it didn't matter if you were 18 and that your parents knew this boyfriend for such a long time already. Like, none of that matters.
As long as you're under their roof, it's their rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a curfew even though you're 18. Yeah, and then Mariano leaves and Teresa's just like, I'm so sorry. I never go out, never get to have fun, and I'm going to start school soon. So the school hasn't even started.
When is it starting? We're 14 episodes in.
Right?
Then we go to Mariano's house, and Mariano's dad is like, you need to respect Teresa.
Those are my friends. Respect their daughter.
Yeah.
And those Mariano's are my friends. Like, I respect the hell out of her. In fact, I want to marry her. He doesn't say it like that. But
that was better. I like that.
I should have.
I respect the hell out of her. So then we go back to Don Armando and Teresa. Armando's asking Teresa about the fight with her mom, if she really believes this. And of course, Teresa manipulates her way into like getting her dad back on her side. So they get home. Teresa is talking to her mom and saying sorry. And Doña Refugio, her mom, is like, I forgive you for getting home late, but not for the other
way. The way
you are.
How you always act and the way you think, basically who you are.
Yeah. Teresa, at some point,
they're like talking it out. And then Teresa's like, even asking for the sweater that her mom made for her.
The fucking sweater.
And then Refugio turns around to get it. And Teresa's like rolling her eyes. Like,
yeah.
Of course she didn't need any of this.
Yeah. And then, and when she asked for the sweater, she's like, Ed, can you get that sweater that I didn't even get to try on because you were picking fights with me?
Yeah.
That's not how it happened.
That's not what happened. So, yeah, she rolls her eyes. Jazz music plays when she rolls her eyes. And then we go back to Mariano and Mariano's dad. And they're just talking about marriage and then how serious it is to think it over because they're so young, blah, blah, blah. Mariano's dad gives, like, general good marriage advice about giving and taking and the daily hardships, I guess, of maintaining a relationship.
Yeah, he's just giving life advice to Mariano, like,
and it's good. It's good advice.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Show up every day. Give something every day, like an act of service. It doesn't have to be a gift. And yeah, it is good advice. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell him and Mariano's mom had a good relationship. After Mariano's dad gives him marriage advice, we see Teresa and she's talking to herself in her room and she's like talking about how wonderful her day was and blah, blah, blah. Plays her Marco Antonio Solís song. Man, I can't talk today. Yeah. I'm like you today.
Are you? What are you saying right now that I can? Okay. Wow. No, you're right.
I'm like, why are you surprised by this?
Why are you pretending to see how serious it is?
I was like, what are you doing? Anyway, she's playing her song. And then she's like
hugging the teddy bear and the necklace or something.
Yeah, yeah. And she's talking about how Mariano is how much she loves him, and if he had money, he'd be the perfect man.
If only he were rich, then he would be perfect for her.
She just annoys the hell out of me because I'm like, you know, I get it when you're ambitious and you have goals and you're like a gold digger, but why do you have to also pretend to like be in love or be in love with somebody else and involve them in your life, but you know that's not what you want? Like,
yeah,
just be a gold digger and just go after the rich guys. Like, don't go after the humble, hardworking, handsome man in your neighborhood when you know you don't want his ass.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She does. At the same time, she doesn't because he's not rich. So,
yeah, yeah. It's just annoying. Like, I would still watch it if she was just conning rich men. In fact, that'd be a better story, I think. So it's the next day.
Yeah, and her phone rings and it's Mariano.
And she goes outside without brushing her teeth.
Were you waiting for that?
She just like, let me just change, and she just changes and goes outside.
Yeah, without brushing her teeth.
And like, ew.
And then they're out there making out, and let's repeat that she didn't brush her teeth. And then from inside, Don Armando's like, Teresa.
Yeah.
And then she goes inside and he comes out. I don't think Mariano was expecting this.
He's like, uh-oh. And then he's Armando is telling Mariano to respect his daughter. And Mariano reassures him. And Armando basically tells him that he doesn't trust him.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what? I'm more worried about you than profe.
Because Armando's like, you know, you told me last time that you didn't trust the profe. Well, guess what, fool? I don't trust you.
Those are fighting words.
Mariano's like, what?
They should really not trust Teresa. Then we go to Nachita's. Yeah, so they're all at Nachita's before going to take Pablito to the hospital. Pablito's scared and Mariano reassures him.
Yeah, right after that, they also show them in Teresa's house, and they're all like praying together, basically, that the surgery goes well. And then Teresa says she needs to leave to work. And I'm just like, I'm of course, don't want to like shame anyone's outfit choices. And I'm not here for respectability, whatever, but she's wearing a fucking tube top.
She looks like she's gonna go to the club.
She has a strapless dress that is like tight, like a bodycon dress. And sure, it's not short, it's long, but it's like, who wears like a strapless dress like that to work? No one. Like, really, you're going to work like that? How can you even work without worrying about your dress coming off? Like, maybe that's what she wants. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Always with her inappropriate outfits.
Yeah, she has to look good for the profe.
Yeah. Then in the same scene, this is where the Doña Juana and Humberto drama happens. The same scene, yeah, they're all like, you know, praying, Teresa's getting ready to leave. And then all of a sudden we hear like a guitar, like music. And then they're like all like making like, you know, ooh, Juana.
Googly eyes to Juana because Humberto, mariachi guy, does this shit all the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so she's like, ay, es muy temprano para que no esté haciendo ya. So she's like, it's too early for him to already be serenading me. And then they go outside and then he's serenading someone else. A white girl.
Yeah, and you know what was super funny about the scene is that, like...
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say.
They try to make it seem like she's American. She's supposed to be American. She's obviously...
You can hear the accent.
She's obviously... Yeah, you can hear her accent, like, which is fine. Like, I'm not judging.
We're not making fun of the accent, but we're making fun of the fact that she's supposed to be an American. She's clearly not.
And she's just a white Mexican.
Yeah.
But yeah, she can tell she's a Spanish speaking person, not English. And so she's because when they see her, Juana not naturally, because we see her like shooing mariachi guy away and stuff. But she thought the serenade was
naturally,
for her,
because like, he's always serenading her. So yeah, she thought it was for her. And then they walk down the stairs and they're like, oh shit, like he's serenading somebody else. She's like, what's going on? Like, I don't know.
She leaves crying, and the blonde, blue-eyed actress, she's like, is she okay? But like, I can't sound like her. I'm not gonna fake an accent.
Yeah, but in her thick Spanish accent, she's like, is she okay?
Why'd you make your voice nasally?
I don't know. She doesn't sound nasally. That's just how I said it for some reason. Is she okay? So Juana's crying and it's like, oh, okay. Where's your tocame, tocame, whatever the hell you say.
Gáname, gáname, no me toques. I don't know, some shit. Like, don't touch me, leave me alone, win me over. Gáname
si me pierdes. We don't know it. So where's all like the that. Bullshit quotes you say to him all the time, but now your ass is crying because you're playing hard to get. And see, this is what trying to be modest gets you. Tears.
Tears. Let's not forget, though, that her... Well, that's the thing. Her husband passed away, but she, I think she likes Cumberto.
She does. She's just playing hard to get.
She's pretending she's not. Yeah. So yeah, he got tired of chasing her for
like he got tired of waiting, moved on, and now she's crying because she didn't give it up. Which is the complete opposite message that I was saying earlier.
I was just going to say that earlier you were... It's conflicting.
I'm not perfect. Confusing.
What is the... I'm not either, because I was gonna say the same thing and then I was like, wait a minute, this is what we were judging before. Like,
but Juana's different. She's a grown-ass woman.
That's
and
true.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. Playing hard to get, and it came back and bit her in the ass, so now she's crying.
Yeah. And after that
we go to the hospital. Mariano is talking to Dr. Ledesma about if he can like sit in surgery and whatever, and then
Nachita asks a silly ass question.
And yeah, Mariano's just there for them.
And like then always. Mariano explains it.
We go back to Teresa and Juana, and Teresa's talking. Oh, and they're like talking shit about Cumberto. And then, you know, they extend it to all men because that's just how it goes.
Yeah. And then Doña Juana's like, not all men. Mariano is amazing. Yeah.
And that's basically it for that scene. Oh, then Juana, I mean, also says that she thought she didn't care, but then now she realizes that she does actually like him. And so is hurt by his actions. And then Teresa's like, ew, he's so ugly. Why do you even like him? He's so ignorant. Why do you like him?
Does she actually say that?
No, she doesn't say that. She kind of says that. She implies that.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me because she doesn't like anyone.
Yeah, except Mariano. Okay, so the next, we go to the country club. We see Paolo with his friend, who I think is
Raul.
So he's talking with Raul. Paolo tells him that they came back because of Aida's dad. Then Paolo's friend is like, oh, so you guys are like serious and you're over Teresa? And then Paolo's like, well, I'm not really over Teresa. They're still talking about Teresa. And he's, the friend is basically like, you need to like be honest with Aida about your feelings and stop playing her.
Let her live her life. Yeah. If you don't like her, if you don't love her, let her live her life with someone that will. And then fucking Paolo's like, oh,
no, that's
like
later. You? That's later.
She's mine. Oh, whoops.
Yeah. My bad. But in this scene, the friend encourages Paolo. He's like, if you still like Teresa, you should like, you know, pursue her. And then Paolo's like, no, because then my mom's gonna take all my money away.
Right.
So yeah, then yeah, that's yeah. The end of that scene. And then we go back to the hospital. And everyone's wondering how Pablito's doing. This part was funny because they think he's gonna die because he doesn't have a kidney.
Oh yeah. So the surgery is over. Mariano enters the room again and he's like, everything's well, but they took his kidney, and then
she fainted. Nachita
faints and they're like, oh my god, no.
I forgot she fainted. Yeah, she faints and she's like, I, yeah. I She's like falling down slowly.
And then Mariano's like, oh, calm down. It's not that big of a deal. His kidneys just has to work harder.
Well, they cut from the scene and later on they go back and explain it. And Dr. Ledesma's like, calm down. It's not that bad. But yeah, so we leave this scene and we go to the profe's house.
Profe is like thanking her.
But yeah, the profe is thanking her. But like he knows that Luisa asked him to not let Teresa know that it was her who did it. So he's like, oh, whoever did this, you know, they had to have been brave, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like stupid.
Teresa's like someone who really
loves you. Yeah, that's why I was like this fake asshole.
Who really love you out there. And yeah, making Profe, leading him on, but making him believe that she like really loves
him. Yeah, because she's like, oh, it would take someone who really loves you to do something like that. And I'm like, oh my God. And then as she's saying this, the Profe's like staring at her like with googly eyes.
Then that's, is this where they hug?
I didn't write it down. It could have been. Oh, wait, there's still more. Profe also tells Teresa that Luisa confronting Paloma made him realize that he was being bitter and he's ready to let all of that, you know, bitterness go. And he's ready to like open his life to love again or whatever. And then she's like, oh, I'm so happy for you. And she hugs him. And then she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
And then
sorry.
She's like, what do I do with my hands?
Standing there, like, ah.
And then, yeah. Like, it's like when I asked for my toddler for a hug and he doesn't like, hug back. And I'm hugging him and his hands are just by his side. And he's like,
that's how he is.
That's what
I'm putting. And then Teresa's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That was so impulsive. And it's, like, super weird because.
And then is this the part where she like, starts. It's like she's getting second thoughts about what she's doing with Profe.
No, not yet.
Or is that after?
Yeah, not yet. So then we go back to the hospital and Achita and her husband are crying because Pablito doesn't have a kidney anymore. And then Don Achito is like, oh my God, how is he supposed to live without a kidney? And then well, Esperanza explains, she's like, people can live without one kidney. And then
you know that he'll be fine,
you know,
right?
He's not gonna die. And then Dr. Ledesma is like, calm down, guys. Like, it's not that serious.
It's not. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's really not.
He's like, you know, this is good news. And then he's like, the cancer didn't spread. And then he tells him that he has to stay in the hospital to start chemotherapy. Then we go back to Pablo and Raul. This is where Raul is telling him that it's messed up to lead Aida on, that she deserves to be with someone that actually likes her. And Pablo's like, oh, like
this
you?
This is where Pablo's like, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like not even believable. And like they really like, needed to find somebody who was ready to throw hands about this. Like, I just don't believe him as an actor, you know?
Yeah. He sucks. Yeah, Pablo sucks. Pablo sucks as a character and as an actor.
Oh, and also, yeah, when he said that, I'm like, seriously, Raul is like 5 feet taller than you. He can kick your ass. I hope you do throw a hand so he can beat you up.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's such a dick thing. He's like, no, she's mine now. I claimed her. Like,
this is so icky.
Yeah. Because they had sex.
Yeah. He's like, Aida is mine. I even put my mark on her.
That's disgusting.
He's really gross.
Yeah.
That's such a, like a gross way to talk about women and about like someone you're dating.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Hopefully there's more people like Raul out
there. He's really being a good guy here.
Yeah. Raul's like, you know, let her be. Leave her alone. But Pablo's like, no.
I put my mark on her like some kind of dog. Gross.
Men are dogs. Is
that's
that
a thing
that a
people
thing?
Say? Yeah. That's the general consensus.
And here is Pablo. Yeah. And then here goes Pablo just like confirming this. And the writers who wrote this about Paulo, which are probably men.
Yeah. So then we go back to Profe's house. Teresa has made him some cafecito and they're like, cheers for him being free of Paloma. And then she's like,
oh, right. Because it was right after the hug that she gets all a little
like,
weird.
Gets all
and
flustered.
She says she has to go get more coffee.
Yeah. So then she was like, you know, before I knew about esa mujer, I didn't understand why you weren't married. Then he's like, oh, but now I can fall in love again, blah, blah, blah. Then she acts all weird about it, like if she hasn't been in a flirtationship with him this whole time.
Yeah.
Jaws music plays, like, when she starts acting weird. She starts pretending to be sad, or she is sad. I don't know. Maybe she is. She's, like, having conflicting feelings about what she's doing, but she's pretending it's about something else.
Yeah. Because she truly loves Mariano. And so Profe is saying that he's ready to move on with his life and like love again. She's like, oh, what am I doing? Because
see,
she knows it's her.
I thought this was all an act because when she's pretending to be sad, she turns away from him. Right after she tells him like that she'll find like another woman that loves him and wishes him luck, she turns away from him. She does like an evil smile. But then she leaves and starts crying.
Oh, this is weird then. Was it pretend or
I
not?
I feel like she was pretending. Like she wants. So, yeah, the reason I think why it's an act is because she I think she wants Luisa and Profe to think that she's sad about the possibility of the Profe finding another woman. Yeah.
I think she felt a little sad.
And then she like realized she could twist this into her like plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's when she did the evil smile. And then we see Paloma and she's at a bookstore. And I'm like,
this. Has not learned anything. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead.
But it's because in this scene she decides to go to the conference after she sees a poster about it.
Yeah,
she's like,
yeah. So at this bookstore, she sees this poster for a book signing or like a thing that the Profe is doing, and she decides to go to this, even though
she promised.
We went through that episode where Teresa like made her regret living and was just crying like crazy, right? Yeah. And then the next episode, something similar happens where she sees them and she again, like, she's like, okay, maybe I should stop pursuing him. And then here we are again. She has not learned anything.
I was like, what was the point of all those tears if you're just going to go?
And then Teresa goes to her house.
Yeah.
And still, she has not, from any of these unpleasant encounters.
Yeah, she decides to go be a stalker after she sees that he's going to be there. And we leave that scene. And then we go back to the Teresa. Oh my God. I'm over myself.
The profe?
Cut back to Teresa and the profe. And this is like when she's facing away from him, pretending to cry and be sad. And then he like goes up to her and he like touches her bare shoulder, because let's remember that she's wearing a strapless dress to work in a professional environment. In a strapless dress. And then she's like, she does like the little brushing him off thing, the shoulder. And he's like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing's wrong. And she steps away from him and she like walks away. She's pretending to be sad in front of Luisa now.
She places her where she knows Luisa's going to see her crying.
Yeah. Cause she like, she looks like she's like deciding where to stand to cry. And then she like finds a perfect spot. She finds a perfect spot. And then Luisa's like, what's wrong? Because that's, you know, what she wanted in the first place. And then this was like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking about my sister today. But then she starts talking about the profe. So next we see Juana, Doña Juana. And she is at the hospital with, She's at home. She's at home and she's taking care of Hugo when he gets home from school. And she's telling him that it's time to eat and he doesn't want to. And then Humberto...
out of nowhere, like he didn't just serenade
Humberto's audacious ass.
Yeah, like he wasn't just serenading another white woman.
He walks in like it's his own house and serves himself food. The audacity.
Yeah, because he was like, what the hell are you doing here? But obviously, yeah. Since he was serenading someone else, why would he still be invited?
Yeah. Yeah. So this part was funny. Is where she's wearing her hair as a scarf.
I think she was so mad and she was like moving her head around that it like her hair wrapped around her neck and then it looked like a scarf.
That would make sense. But I think she has it like that ever since.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I just remember being tripped out by the fact that her long ass braid.
No, it was a ponytail. Yeah.
No, but it's like half of it is a braid and then the rest is like loose like a ponytail. It's weird.
Yeah, but it's wrapped around her neck.
And it's wrapped around her.
Like a scarf.
Like a scarf. But I think what you said makes sense, that she would have turned around and it would have just landed there.
And then it wasn't fixed in like another take.
Yeah. So she has her hair around her neck like a scarf. And she's pissed. And she's like, go get food with your huera. And she kicks his ass out.
This is much deserved. And Hugo's behind him, behind Doña Juana, agreeing with her, like pointing his finger at Humberto.
Get out.
Yeah, Humberto, get out of here. Rude.
And she's like, we have innocent eyes here.
Or I would tell you more shit.
Yeah, basically.
That you deserve.
And so then, Humberto leaves and then they get a phone call with good news about Pablito's surgery. And then after that, we go back to the profe's house and Luisa is already ready to talk about Teresa because Teresa works quick and they are just like falling for her shit, like left and right.
Yeah.
And she's like, we need to talk about Teresa. We're worried about her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. She comes into the room and then, I don't know, they intensely stare at each other and that scene ends.
Yeah.
We go back to the hospital and Mariano and Esperanza are with Pablito and I don't know, they're just being supportive of him and he's like just laying there and they're telling him about chemotherapy and how it's going to be hard. And he's like, I know. And that's it for that scene.
Yeah. And then is it the same scene where Esperanza goes with Dr. Ledesma and they're just talking about Pablito and then she does take him on the offer of the recommendation to work there?
I think that happens later.
Whoops. Okay.
But yeah, that does happen. I mean, it would have been in the same moment if we didn't have to do all this back and forth shit that they insist on doing in every episode.
Right. Yeah.
So we leave that scene and then we cut to Paolo and Aida and they're being annoying. I just hate the way she talks.
Like, she uses like this weird ass baby voice.
She's like, si, bebe.
Si, bebe.
No, that was worse than it actually is.
Sorry.
Because she doesn't change her actual voice. It's like the tone of how she's saying it. Not.
Oh, I see.
And you change your voice. You're like, si, bebe. That's not what she says. It's like more like, si, bebe. Like that.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Stop correcting me.
Well, like, look, this episode I can't talk and then you can't do imitations or whatever else.
Let's move on.
Okay, yeah. So, I don't know. They're just being... you know it. They're just being annoying.
Yeah.
And that's really it for that scene. And then Teresa had told... I'm like, does she even go to the hospital? Because so before she leaves the profe's house, where they're intensely staring at each other. I guess I think I left something out because...
Oh, my God.
Oh, I did. I did. Because, okay, before we had cut to Pablo and Aida, we go back to the profe's house. Teresa's talking with profe about his conference. And I feel like whenever they talk about his job, they just make up a bunch of, like, words that no one's going to be able to catch on. It's not real words. Like, it's not, like, a real job thing, whatever. Yeah. But she's like, oh, te arreglé esto, that's something Roman laws. Like, what?
Yeah, yeah, just big lies.
Makes zero sense. Yeah.
Affix these Roman numerals on the poster for...
That's what it sounds like. And so then he's like, oh, why don't you stay for lunch before we all head to the conference? And she's like, no, I'm going to go see Pablito because he just had his surgery. But she doesn't fucking go see him. She goes to have lunch with Mariano.
Yeah, right, right.
And this is the scene where I was just talking about.
Okay, okay.
So then Teresa and Mariano are eating together and he's telling her about how the doctor let him like sit in on the surgery and gave him some books to read. And they're just being like annoying, talking about their future that they're not going to have.
Yeah. Mariano doesn't know, though. Teresa knows.
I know. She knows. So then this is where we go back to the hospital and Esperanza is talking with their doctor about a job, getting a job there. So this is what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she's like, is that offer still up for the recommendation letter for me to work here? And he's like, yeah, come by my office later. And I just want them to start getting together.
It's coming. I feel like it's coming because... The next episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he's like, for sure, I'll write you a letter. And then we cut to La Vecindad. Sorry, I laughed. We cut to La Vecindad, and Juana is talking with Refugio about Humberto. Juana's talking shit. Her hair is not around her neck anymore. And Refugio is basically telling her, like, you know what? I think you actually did like him, or you wouldn't be this mad. And then Juana's like, I don't need no man, especially not a man-ho like him.
Yeah.
And then that scene ends. And then we go to the conference. And Teresa and Luis are like, it just shows them like watching him. And then like.
And then Jasmine's we playing, see.
And then we see Paloma stalker ass.
Entering the room.
Like, dun, dun, dun.
Paloma. And we see Paloma's face. And we see Teresa's face. Then we go back to Paloma's face. And then,
but they don't see each other
they
yet.
Don't see each other
well,
yet.
I think Paloma sees them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She sees them.
Paloma sees them, but they don't know she's there yet.
Yeah. And then.
So.
Go on.
That's it for that scene.
Yeah.
So then we go back to the hospital and then Esperanza is still talking. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So she's still talking to her doctor about the job. And then she gets a phone call from an angry ass Ruben.
Ruben. Yep.
He really shows his ass next episode. Like,
oh, I'm excited.
And he's starting to in this one, right?
Yeah. Because
he's mad.
Esperanza, obviously this is good news. So she's like, oh, Pablito got his surgery. And he's like, what do you mean he got his surgery? Can you tell me about this friend that set the surgery up for you? And I'm like, dude, this kid just got better. This kid's life just improved.
He's like, who the fuck helped you with this? And what did you have to do for the help? And it's like, first of all, Ruben, not everyone is gross like you and needs something in return for their generosity.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, don't get mad. It was a neighbor that helped. And then he's like, well, I'm going to see your ass tomorrow and you're going to explain everything to me. Like, why can't he just be happy for her? This is a good thing.
Her brother's better now.
But it just goes to show that he doesn't care about her or her well-being or her family.
Yeah, all he cares about is his control over her.
Yeah.
Don't we go back to the book signing after this?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
you're right.
Yeah, we go back to the book signing.
Paloma's all smiling until she sees. Also, maybe she hadn't seen them before.
No, yeah, we see their individual faces in the last scene, but yeah. Then they show
her. She's all smiling. Mm-hmm. And then she's all smiling until she sees Teresa. And she's like, oh, shit, she's here. That's really all they show for that scene. Her oh, shit face. And then we go back to La Vecindad. And Arturo brings Refugio the money he got from the loan shark from last episode.
Yeah. And she's like, wow, where did all this come from?
And he lies to her, of course, about how he got it. And she like almost catches him, but she lets it go because he's like, oh, I got it from working. And she's like, pero ya te dieron la quincena.
Yeah, they already, already. Yeah. He's like, no, this is extra. I worked on another car.
Yeah.
Lies.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, well, just remember that you promised me you're not going to give any more money to Teresa. And he's just like, he's like bothered by it.
Like, you wouldn't be asking money from a loan shark if you didn't go and give Teresa this money she didn't need. And then he has the audacity to be annoyed by Refugio when she's like, stop giving her money. And then we go back to the book signing, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is where Teresa sees Paloma.
Yeah. And she goes after her.
She like gets up all angry. There's Jaws music playing. She rushes mm-hmm, after her. Dramatic. And then Luisa runs to Profe. And she's like, Teresa just went Paloma's after Paloma.
Here. Teresa's going after her.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's like that scene, like, you know, in like Hercules when... You remember the movie Hercules, the cartoon one?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, when the two little kids.
I just don't know where you're going with this. Oh, when they go get him when they to go, fight the monster. Yeah,
that's what Luisa is like. She's like that little kid, like trying to get the adult to go fix the problem.
Yeah, it is like that.
Exactly, same energy, same vibe. So then they all they follow after Teresa, her and Profe.
We leave that scene and we go to Aida on the phone and she's just talking to a friend about...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
Paolo. And then they're still talking about Teresa. It's like, let it go.
Stop letting her live rent-free.
She's basically just saying... Yeah. And she's basically just saying, like, she can't leave Paolo because then he'd go running back to Teresa. And it's like, okay. Like, so get over it. Get over her. Get over him. Like, move on.
Go on a date with Raul.
Yeah.
He seems nice.
He seems like a way... And he's better looking than... Paolo.
I agree.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Anyone would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Paolo's.
So then we go back to the conference and Teresa like pulls physically. She like pulls Paloma to turn around because Paloma's trying to run away.
Like she wasn't there. Like, oh, maybe they didn't see me.
She's like, oh, shit. She starts running and she's like, hold up. She pulls her. She turns her around. And then Teresa's like, you said you were going to stay away. What the hell?
You said.
Senora,
what are you doing here?
Paloma's like, I know, I'm leaving. And Teresa's like, that's what you always say. But this time you're going to talk to the profe.
Yeah. But this is not good for her because she told Paloma that they were together and that she's pregnant. Yeah. And so I feel like Teresa should have let her leave. And then profe and Luisa come running,
they
trotting after.
And then they're all intensely staring at each other. And this is where it ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to scroll down to the comments. And like I said, some of them earlier. And somebody wrote, pinche Juana. Eso que le pasa. And they wrote her quote, primero anda con su. And they wrote the quote that she says. And now she's crying. So they're just making fun of her. Like, fucking Juana, playing hard to get. Now she's crying. And then, oh, but the best comment I have seen so far, it said, Teresa la interesada, but it said Teresa, like her name in caps.
Oh my god,
in the
I love
word.
It. Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Is that why her name is Teresa? Like, no, because right? I mean, this is a remake.
Interesada.
Yeah. I think there's a Colombian version that's older with the same name. It's not even a same remake name. Of Ruby, which everybody thinks it is.
Oh no, yeah. They're different.
Yeah, they are very different.
Ruby is a remake of Ruby, I think. Isn't it an old
yes.
one, too?
Ruby is a remake of Ruby, and Teresa is a remake of Teresa. And they're both originally Colombian telenovelas.
I didn't know they were both Colombian.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Oh, just like Betty La Fea.
Yeah, they got some good
stuff.
Oh, my God. And then...
Are all good Mexican novelas from Colombia?
Yeah.
Of course, they copied.
Of course. Mexicans. Oh, I'm very excited for next episode because we're gonna take a break from
wait.
Oh, you're not done.
I wanted to say because
you were done.
No, because the next episode is so good and 15 is an odd number and I just feel better about leaving things at odd numbers. What if we watch that one and then go on to
fine, scratch what I said. We should mention it, our plans.
Yeah,
right? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm like,
or have I talked too much? Or have you talked
no,
too much?
No, go ahead.
Someone asked Carmen if we were going to watch the Selena series.
I feel like the YouTubers, when they're like, People are asking for this and it's a one person.
Yeah, I was going to do it that way. People, fans, listeners.
People have asked us.
Have asked us if we will cover.
One person asked me.
Yes, when one person is enough for us to say yes. Yes, we will.
People have asked.
One friend asked Carmen.
Sorry. Yeah, if we're going to...
One person asked Carmen.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
So yeah, if we're going to cover the Selena series. And normally I was like, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, I've seen enough bad stuff about it to not want to watch it.
Me too. Yeah.
But because fans, one person, have, have asked if we will watch it, we will. We will. We're gonna watch the Selena series and do an episode.
So it should be two weeks from now, because we're going to finish episode 15 of Teresa and then do the series.
Yeah, and because Carmen already watched the next episode and it's very juicy.
And it was so good that it's like worth... It's worth watching. It's like so much more stuff happens in that one than this one. And like, I wish you would have just skipped this one.
Let's just throw away this recording and no, just kidding. And then cover the next episode. But yeah, so we are looking forward to that because I love talking shit. So
yeah. And I mean, of course, I'll go into it with the open mindedness.
I will not.
I'm not. I have a mindset already.
I'm going to title that episode, because you know how we're novelas con cafecito? It's going to be titled Netflix con cafecito. We cover the Selena series. Yeah.
I think you can take out the cover.
Oh, okay.
We cover and just say Selena the series.
You're right. Yeah, that will be the title. Yeah. So that you know that it's not going to cover Teresa. But that'll be 2 weeks from now, not next week. Yes, thank you. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends about us. Give us 5-star reviews. And we'll catch you next week, where we will cover episode 15 of Teresa, which is already juicy and crazy.
Yeah. And remember,
entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.